another interview. Got a media release from Section 27, and it reads, in 2019, Section 27 received two complaints of corporal punishment. In the first instance, a learner attending grade 2 at a primary school in Gauteng was hit on the back of his head with a PVC pipe by his teacher. In the second instance, a teacher at a primary school in Limpopo struck a grade 5 learner on her cheek and then on her head. The learner experienced a lasting bleed from her ears, which required her to visit several doctors, resulting in her absenteeism from school. The learner was forced to repeat grade 5 as a consequence. The parents of both learners have shared that their children felt afraid to return to school. The South African Council for Educators conducted disciplinary hearings for both teachers, who pleaded guilty to their misconduct despite the admissions of guilt and the extent of harm suffered by the two learners. Section 27 considers the sanctions imposed by the council to be insubstantial and inadequate. The sentences were: both teachers were removed from the role of educators, but that was suspended for 10 years, which means the teachers can continue working as long as they are not found guilty of another misconduct. And in addition, each teacher received a fine of 15,000 rand, 5,000 rand of that was suspended, leaving 10,000 rand payable to the council by each over a 12-month period, so roughly 800 and a bit rand per month. Demi Petherbridge is an attorney at Section 27. Demi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John.
This is inadequate, you think?
Yes. So what Section 27 is arguing is that this kind of sanction is just way too lenient a response to the crime of corporal punishment. And we're really looking for stricter sanctions, especially from a body like the South African Council of Educators, who is, you know, who's the body in charge of upholding the dignity of the teaching profession and are supposed to be holding teachers accountable in terms of their code of professional ethics.
Can I just say the one thing that struck me as being potentially positive, and maybe it's not when I hear your response to it, but I thought it was remarkable that you only received two complaints of corporal punishment for the entire school year. Now, it may well be that a lot of other complaints went elsewhere, and it may also be that a lot of complaints are not formally made because of fear of retribution or whatever the case may be. But can I regard that as being something of a positive?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. We know that, you know, over the years, institutionally, we've received a number of complaints, and we know that organizations in the sector have received the same. If we look at statistics that came out in 2019 through the General Household Survey, it indicated that up to 7% of learners in South African public schools had experienced violence or corporal punishment, and that amounts to roughly about 1 million learners in South Africa, and that was just in 2019. Even by its own records, the South African Council of Educators brought out an annual report for the period of 2018-2019 and indicated that of the 765 complaints it received, about 295 of these were complaints of corporal punishment happening in schools. So unfortunately, I think that corporal punishment is still rife. It's still very much alive. And I think the reason why it's maybe not coming to the fore as much is pretty much what you were saying, that there is a lot of fear behind this. And I think schools are maybe not, you know, dealing with this properly, and things kind of end at the school level and never really get reported all the way up to, you know, the Department of Basic Education, or to say.
So one of the things that needs to be done then, Demi, is that a situation needs to be created whereby cases can be reported and followed up, whether those complaints are made to Section 27 or any other body that might take them seriously and follow up on them.
Yeah, I mean, the sad thing is that, you know, even the Department of Basic Education, they have a protocol for dealing with corporal punishment in schools. Even the South African Council of Educators, they are a body that is there. I guess it might just be a matter of strengthening these, you know, strengthening these units and creating a lot more public awareness about the fact that this really is illegal, and that if it happens, you know, people have a responsibility to report this.
In your engagements with the South African Council of Educators, once you brought these two complaints of corporal punishment to them, what was your impression? That they were horrified, wanted to investigate? And I know you've said that you are unhappy with the sentences, but up until that point, did you feel that they were treating these matters with the seriousness you thought they deserved to be treated?
I think so. I think initially, you know, when we had lodged the formal complaints on behalf of the two learners and their families, SAFE did take up the issue. They did go so far as holding disciplinary hearings. It was just the process after that, and especially their lack of justifying why they are lenient, you know, why these lenient sanctions have occurred. We had repeatedly for months had asked them for any kind of documentation related to the decision-making process, for those reasons why these sanctions are so lenient, and unfortunately, they never ever provided us with this. So part of the court order is that that we want the council to give us this documentation, to show us their reasons, to show us their process, and we're expecting those documents to be filed at the court, and this is the North Gauteng High Court, on the 21st of January, which is next week, Thursday.
And is the Council of Educators, I presume that's the responsible body for this, doing enough to communicate with the teachers about the fact that not only is corporal punishment outlawed, but it is morally, ethically, pedagogically wrong?
I don't know if SACE takes on that role of, you know, of advocating or promoting the fact that this is illegal. But we have such a strong legal framework that's protecting the rights of learners. It is really quite unacceptable that teachers in this day and age don't know that it's illegal.
What should they be doing? I mean, what should the Council of Educators be doing more than they're doing at the moment to dramatically, I mean, you're never going to, I doubt that you're ever going to get rid of corporal punishment, but to dramatically reduce the number of estimated instances of corporal punishment that there are in our schooling system in a year.
What we're hoping for by bringing this case forward is that the council will rethink the way it's approaching, you know, these kind of cases, and that they will start enforcing more stringent methods, I mean, stringent measures against these teachers. We want sanctions imposed that speak to important factors like the seriousness of a case, the nature of the corporal punishment, the likelihood of it happening again, the risk a teacher poses. We realize that every single case is going to be different. The way things happen is going to be different. The methods of corporal punishment used is going to be different. But we want SAFE to take a considered approach about this and to have stringent, you know, sanctions to really send a message that it's unacceptable. To impose a sanction on a teacher, which basically comes down to good behavior for 10 years and a fine of 833 rand a month for a year, is not sending that message.
Demi Petherbridge, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon, an attorney at Section 27.